Okay.
Let me just text.
Thank you very much for the delay. We'll call to order the meeting of the Lebanon Township Committee, April 4th, 2018, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So, first item on the agenda, you'll see, is titled Remarks from the Mayor. Since this is our first meeting since the storms in March, and now we've even had our first storms in April, on behalf of the committee and the township's residents, I wanted to thank the many people who worked so hard to get us through these recent storms. First, our Department of Public Works. They worked tirelessly through three major events in 2 weeks, and again on Easter night. They had multiple 30-hour shifts to plow snow and salt. Especially in the first storm, they were cutting down trees and clearing roads in addition to clearing the snow. After the snow stopped, they were supporting the JCP&L crews and clearing the roads. We did have a close call in the first storm when about a 60-foot tree fell on one of our DPW trucks while they were out clearing a tree that had already fallen. A limb came through the windshield, bounced off of one of our men, sending him to the hospital. We hope he'll soon be fully recovered. For the rest of April, assuming the snow is over, the DPW will be cleaning up our roads from the downed branches and trees. And if residents have fresh downed branches along the road, they should call the DPW for assistance. Also, since the DPW will be generating loads of wood chips, if residents would like full truckloads, they can call to ask the DPW about what's available. I just want to clarify, we don't have the staff to clean everyone's yards, and we can't deliver small loads of chips, but the DPW will be doing its best to clear up the roads, the edges of the roads. So let me specifically thank each member of our DPW, starting with our supervisor, Warren Gabriel. He's been with our DPW staff for more than 30 years. He knows every trick to keep us running. Our assistant supervisor, Kevin Rivers, Bob Candler, Ed Kiley, who's our mechanic. He also gets out on the road. Gordon Beam, Jason Apgar, Ron Heff, Jeff Falloon, and Jim Kilholland. These nine people keep our 75 miles of roads, that doesn't include the county roads, clear, and they stood ready to support emergencies as they occurred. I also want to thank our police force. Unfortunately, our chief is gone at the moment, but has stepped out. They never take a snow day. They never tell an emergency call to wait until the snow is plowed. On the first day of the first storm, the four officers on duty, which included the chief and the school resource officer, they responded to more than 50 incidents as the conditions deteriorated. They came armed with bow saws that they keep in their trunks. They free cars from trees as much as they can. They pull and push. But mostly they provide confidence and assurance that everything's going to be okay. We were fortunate there were no critical injuries during the storm, but there were some close calls. In the days after the storm, especially during the power outage, the police were quite active with welfare checks on residents, especially those with special needs. Our emergency management coordinator, Alan Gracie, he also went into action. I don't know the involvement of our emergency management team, because to me it was rather transparent. They coordinated with the police, the DPW, the County Office of Emergency Management, getting messages out on Facebook for road closures and the like. The situation never became dire, but Alan was ready with a plan if it had been. In a future meeting, we'll ask the OEM coordinator to come in and review our procedures, since we can always do better. Similarly, the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department, they went into standby mode at the stations. Again, we were fortunate. We didn't have structure fires. We didn't have any other major incidents that they had to call out for, but they did stand ready to help the whole time. In addition to these official functions, there were many touching examples of township residents volunteering to help our neighbors in need during the storm and the power outages. Examples include plowing the snow, loaning generators to neighbors, helping them hook them up, even some opening their doors for neighbors to shower and warm up. Finally, I want to thank the community that came together on Facebook, especially Deborah Goodsight, Anne-Marie Kager, and Santiago Ruiz Diaz, who over the past several years have actually set up an independent Lebanon Township, New Jersey community bulletin board. There's other sites as well, like the Lebanon Township Califon page, that our residents use to stay informed. This turned into a vital channel to communicate with and among our residents. I need to thank Sharon Hardy, who is more than just my mouthpiece on Facebook, since I'm not actually on the platform. But she collected the input to guide the township response. Personally, on behalf of the committee, we learned a great deal about how we can improve our communication in these emergency events. Later tonight, on the agenda, we'll look to make progress toward the township's social media capabilities. I hope I haven't inadvertently overlooked any group or individual that deserves special recognition. And if anyone on the committee wanted to make any comments, that would be open. Otherwise, we'll move on to tonight's agenda. First item on the agenda are the presentation of the minutes. Minutes from the regular meeting of February 21st, 2018. If everyone's had a chance to review or...
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from February 21st, 2018.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then the minutes from the executive session of February 21st, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes from February 22nd, 2018.
And just to clarify, there are two sets, one signed by the clerk, one signed by the attorney. Right. We'll take both in one motion.
Correct.
I'll second both in one motion.
Yes.
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 And then we've got the minutes. I guess we can take them both. The minutes from the two budget work sessions. One was held on March 15th, 2018. The other budget work session, March 22nd, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the two budget work sessions from March 15th and March 22nd, 2018.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. With that out of the way, the first we now have our first period for public comments. I just want to remind people there are four actual opportunities for public comment tonight, because there'll be public comment on each of two ordinances that are being considered, and then a public comment at the end for any comment that anyone wants to make. This first public comment is for agenda items only. And I would also remind people that the public comment is not meant to be a Q&A session that goes into great detail. It's really for the committee to hear the remarks and thoughts of the residents or anyone who wants to speak and take their advice. And I would also note, as we just discovered, the meetings are recorded, and the recording will be on the public website after this. So is there a motion to open to public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Would anyone please come up, state your name, name your road, and the platform you use.
My name is Gina Sampaio, and I live on Fox Hollow Road, and I am here in reference to item D on correspondence, as are a bunch of residents here in support for the letter that we sent you. As I said, my name is Gina Sampaio, and even though I grew up in Bethlehem Township nearby, I didn't know that Lebanon Township was a thing until I moved here. And now that I've lived here for 15 years, I think I have a reason, I know why, is because people are trying to keep it a secret. Because I've seen the people in this township give freely of one another to make sure that everybody feels welcome and comfortable. And I really love raising my children here. And speaking of children, I wonder if any of you who also have children can relate to something that happened to us recently at my house. It was the day before Valentine's Day, and I had to console my daughter. And we sat on the couch together, and I hugged her as she cried. But I wonder if any of you can also relate to the fact that I was crying, too, because it wasn't a puppy love crush. We were crying because she had a racial slur directed to her that day in her classroom. My daughter is 7 years old. Valley View's staff's thoughtful response to the incident has added to the list of the reasons that we love living here. They made it clear to me that they prioritize making all children feel safe, valued, and welcomed here. They have made it clear to me that they are also anxious to step up anti-hate language and learning at the school, as in the past 2 months, there have been 3 harassment, intimidation, and bullying reports filed. 2 of them were racial, and 1 of them was religious, I believe anti-Semitic. So I am appealing to you to do the same at the township level. I applaud the resolution that was passed in January. I think it's a wonderful first step. But I'd like you to consider taking it a step further and making it absolutely clear that we're not just restating the Constitution or state laws against discrimination. We're living in a time of extreme polarization, and it seems further acceptance of flagrant displays of hate. So it's important that we work together and be bold in our language. A new and improved anti-hate resolution that we work on together will not stop hate language from happening, but it will send a strong message to the community that we will not be divided, and will continue to foster the kind of community that Lebanon Township has always been proud to be, one where everyone feels safe, valued, and welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kim Rogers. Is this on? And I'm a member of the Hunterdon County Anti-Racism Coalition. The Hunterdon County Anti-Racism Coalition is a collaborative anti-racism action group whose primary purpose is to translate education into positive action against discrimination at the individual, institutional, and cultural levels. We provide a safe space for discussion and information sharing and offer opportunities to dismantle racism. One action we're working on is passing anti-hate resolutions in townships and boroughs in the county for the specific purpose of taking a strong stance in condemning hate in all its forms and standing with residents, regardless of ethnicity, race, beliefs, religion, gender, gender identity, ability, sexual orientation, and immigration status. The first resolution was passed in Flemington Borough this past October. Another was passed in Califon Borough in December. The resolutions are followed up with a group formed of residents in that township or borough who learn together and work toward combating these incidents by being proactive in being a welcoming community for all and by uniting with other townships and boroughs in the county with similar groups in a countywide effort to combat hate. Tonight, there are people attending this meeting in support of a letter that was sent to this committee regarding this issue, and we're hoping that we can work together with members of this committee to put together an anti-hate resolution that can represent Lebanon Township. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi. My name is Julie Weldon. I live on Country Lane in Lebanon Township, and I'm also the president of the Lebanon Township PTA. If I could, I'd like to read a letter written by our superintendent, Jason Cornegay. It's dated March 28, 2018. Dear members of the Lebanon Township Committee, I am writing to you in support of the passage of a resolution that denounces hate and intolerance. I have had the honor of working with the children of Lebanon Township for more than 10 years and have been an educator for 25 years. As you can imagine, there have been substantial changes in education in that time. We are preparing students now for jobs that do not yet exist. We are asking our children to engage in complex tasks that require a wide range of skills and knowledge. The schools of today simply do not function in the same way that they did even a few short years ago. Yet despite the enormous changes that have taken place over time in our schools, there are a few fundamental aspects of educating children that have not and will not ever change. All children need to feel safe, accepted, and valued. All children need to feel that the adults in their lives will do whatever it takes to protect their fundamental rights to grow and to learn. As educators and decision makers, we have both the opportunity and responsibility to send a clear and direct message to our children that all people are to be valued. I humbly submit that we could not possibly send a strong enough message to our children about tolerance and acceptance of others. The messages that we send to our children today will stay with them and continue to shape their experiences for the rest of their lives. Sadly, members of our school community have experienced intolerance in both subtle and overt ways. As an educator, I will continue to do everything in my power to help those and all children understand that there is no place in our community for intolerance. I appreciate the opportunity to express my thoughts on this vital matter, and thank you for your continued support of our children and families. It is truly an honor to work with the Lebanon Township community. Sincerely, Jason R. Cornegay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else with a public comment related to the agenda items?
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I'm sorry that your 7-year-old would understand that it was a racial slur and another 7-year-old would know to say that. That's our society. My thing on the agenda, you're going to talk about the dinner volunteer. In the past, you always chose one volunteer that you, I know you choose them all, but if somehow that got lost, you would have a volunteer that would be the volunteer of the year. I just wish you would go back to that. Wouldn't be of the year, but it was someone you would honor. I just think the last one was when we were in Bloomsbury that Warren got it when he was the road department and the fire chief. I just would like you to go back to that.
Thank you very much. Any other public comments? Thank you very much for all the public comments. I think we share all the sentiments and look forward to a common goal there. Is there a motion to close to public comment?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next item of business is the amendment. This is a public hearing for the amendment or ordinance number 2018-02 regarding a fair share housing plan. This is an amendment amending chapters 199 and 400 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon. This is the contents have come before the committee multiple times as we've entered resolutions to enter a court settlement, and this now memorializes and validates that and needs to be in place before an April 19th court hearing. Maybe the couple of key items in it is because we're in the Highlands district and we really have very, very limited ability to develop additional homes, the court settlement that we've reached is that we have the township through its fair share housing fund will fund 3 rehabs for people who demonstrate need, rehabs of houses. We will establish or contribute to 1 accessory apartment, and we will provide funding for a so-called market to affordable, which is a deed-restricted situation, either for rental or ownership of a home. So the first order of business there would be a motion to open for a public hearing on Ordinance 2018-02.
I'll make that motion to open to a public hearing for Ordinance number 2018-02.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So at this time, if anyone in the public has a comment to the ordinance number 2018-02, amending chapters 199 and 400, you could come up to make a comment. Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Anyone on the committee have any comments? Or is there a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2018-02, fair share housing.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item of business is a public hearing for ordinance number 2018-03, which increases the developer's fees charged in the township. I could have mentioned earlier, the ordinance was also introduced on February 21st, and it was discussed in detail at that time. We're changing, the state statute allows us to increase the developer's fee from 1% to 1.5%, and we've changed the structure of what we charge it on. So the ordinance amendment before us puts a 1.5% fee on an increase in a person's, in a property's value. The tax assessor does a tax assessment of any development on a property, and if the value of the equalized assessed value of the property increases by more than $20,000, we would then apply the development fee on the amounts above $20,000. There's other technical points in it in terms of other situations, but that's the general rule. The thought being that The developer's fee goes into a dedicated fair housing trust fund, so that's how we generate the funds to pay for fair housing in our township. But we want to encourage people to, improve the value of their homes to a modest extent. The prior ordinance was based on the expenditure, so you could run into a situation where someone replaced their roof and did maintenance type improvements, and you would have triggered a development fee, and we don't want to put development fees on that. So we're looking at increases in the equalized assessed valuation above $20,000. First step would be to open to a public hearing on ordinance number 2018-03.
I'll make a motion to open public hearing for ordinance 2018-03, increased developers fees.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Would anyone in the public like to make a comment regarding ordinance number 2018-03, increasing developers fees? Seeing none, is there a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
Roll call. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Anyone on the committee have comment or discussion regarding amending Chapter 110 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon to increase developers' fees?
We've discussed it many times.
Or is there a motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-03?
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-03 for increasing developers' fees.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next item on the agenda, we go to resolutions. And the first resolution, number 30-2018, also relates to our fair share housing. This is also required for the court settlement coming up on April 19th. This is a ordinance adopting the Affordable Housing Trust Fund Spending Plan. Our township planner for the planning board, Mike Bolin, modeled out what he considers a conservative forecast of funds that would be raised by the development fees from 2018 through 2025. 2025 is when the current cycle of the what used to be called COA, but the Fair Housing Development Plan, the current plan extends through 2025. And so this lays out the money that would be received, the money, how it would be spent on the rehab and accessory apartment, et cetera, that I just mentioned, as well as funding some of the overhead administrative fees. Any discussion from the committee on Resolution 30-2018? Or is there a motion to adopt?
I'll make that motion to adopt Resolution 30-2018 of a funding spending plan for affordable housing.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item is the resolution number 31-2018, authorizing direct negotiations for the Mechanics Bay floor recontouring. As people may know, we have a defect in the floor of the Mechanics Bay of our Department of Public Works building on Newport and Anthony Roads. It requires an unusual skill to recontour the cement floor toward the center drain to prevent some water that's running under the adjacent walls. We've gone through the public bidding process attempt twice, once starting December 13th, the second time starting February 28th. In the first round, we received one bid, which was rejected by the committee for various good reasons, including unreasonableness of price. In the second round, bids were due March 21st, and no bids were received. We've been advised by our attorney that the rules of the statutes now allow us to directly find a contractor under similar terms of the specifications of the work to try to get this defect solved. Before any contract is entered, there'll be an authorization by the by this township committee of 2/3 majority vote to move forward. Any discussion by the committee?
Just, Mayor, yes. If I could, to amplify what you said, that within the understanding that it would have to be below the price that we've previously rejected, so that's the safeguard that the statute builds in, that we, because of the unique nature of the service.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 31-2018?
I'll make the motion to adopt Resolution Number 31-2018, authorize direct negotiation for Mechanics Bay flooring recontouring.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. Okay, now we've got another item. Keep in mind we've missed two meetings because of the weather, so we've got a lot of business that we'll try to take care of tonight. And another key item, the next resolution, 32-2018, titled Naming the Red Mill Race Preserve. Residents may be aware that on December 15th, the township acquired about 10 acres of land at 97 Red Mill Road for open space and conservation purposes. This property includes about a half mile generally in the middle of the Spruce Run Creek and another half mile along Red Mill Road. The northern boundary happens to be adjacent to about 47 acres of land that are preserved through a conservation easement. Southeast border happens to be adjacent to about 100 acres of preserved farmland. The lands at 97 Red Mill Road were the site of a grist mill powered by water that had been diverted from the Spruce Run in the early 1800s until about the mid-1900s. And there's something in mill jargon called a race, which is it's an artificial channel that was built, again, in the early 1800s to bring water about 100 feet or so up from the stream horizontally to drop through the mill to power the wheel. So the Environmental and Open Space Commission had deliberated for some time on what a good name for this property would be, and in consideration of the attributes of the land, the history of the land, the adjoining preserved properties, they've recommended to the committee that we name that property the Red Mill Race Preserve. So that's the resolution we have before us. Any discussion from the committee?
Yeah, I have a question for Matt. Do we need to do any kind of intellectual property search on the name?
I don't believe that one's necessary under these circumstances. We're not going to try to protect our rights in it, are we? Like, we're going to try to profit from the use of the name or whatnot?
No. It's not been contemplated that
I'm
aware of.
And there's nothing about the Green Acres grant that would make us not able to name it?
No.
Okay.
Good question, but no. Any other discussion, or would there be a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 32-2018, naming the property on Red Mill Road to be Red Mill Race Preserve.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so now the next item is the introduction of our 2018 budget. And here again, I'd like to start with some summary remarks for the public. I'd like to start with the background of where the 2018 budget comes from. Over the past couple of years, the township has brought its headcount back to full strength. We've replaced open slots from retirements in our DPW as well as in our police force. Over the past couple of years, as we were looking ahead in the budget, we saw a approaching balloon in our debt repayments. We got ahead of that by increasing the minimum payments the last couple of years, which smooths out the future payments. We've been very lean on new capital purchases. Here again, the DPW supervisor has worked with us to work around, for example, the loss of a large dump truck a couple of years ago in an accident, and he's really stretched the life of big equipment like our backhoe, so we've been able to push off some of those capital purchases. And we've also been very lean on building maintenance and improvements, although some of these issues are getting urgent, things like doors that are in decay, and if you were downstairs, you might have seen the document vault and the like. It's in need of some upgrades, as well as repairs to Fire Station 3, which still are from when Hurricane Superstorm Sandy came through. So the budget that we're introducing tonight for 2018 meets nearly all of the department requests, with a couple of key exceptions. We're still delaying replacing the large DPW dump truck, although we're starting to build a capital reserve so that we can smooth those issues in the future years. We've also not budgeted for the initial fire department employees that have been requested until after the township committee studies how best to address the future needs for fire and emergency response services. In meeting the various department requests, the budget implicitly takes a view into the financial trends expected to impact 2019 for both operating and capital requirements. Specifics of the 2018 budget, we've been very conservative in our use of surplus, and a lot of these are very specific to municipal budget accounting. But the surplus we've used at $550,000 has had no deferred school tax created. We've also not borrowed or had any borrowing projected in this budget. There's no prepayment of debt like there had been the last couple of years because we've succeeded in smoothing this forward. I would just note that the principal payments, not including the interest, the principal payments on the township debt this year will be $823,000. That's about an eighth of our total appropriations. That will increase a little bit next year in 2019 before it starts to decline in 2020. But 3 years from now, in 2021, assuming no additional debt, the township should start to get some flexibility with lower debt payments. So that's partly what we're holding out for. Total appropriations in the 2018 budget are $6.4 million. That includes various items like you'll later on the agenda. We've got a $185,000 grant from the New Jersey Department of Transportation to repave Slyker Road. So if we normalize out some of those, what I call it, consider special situations, the total growth in appropriations this year for the 2018 budget would be 4.2%. Property taxes for the municipal budget would raise $2.6 million. This represents 40.5% of the total township appropriations. Just so that you know, state revenues, which mainly come from something called the Energy Receipts Tax, contributes another $2.6 million. So we get almost 40%, a little over 40% of our revenues from this, these state transfer payments back to us. Those have been flat for quite a few years, and that means that our spending increases end up going to the property tax because we're getting this flat state revenues. In addition to that factor, keep in mind that over the last couple of years, we had been pretty heavily using this accounting treatment called deferred school tax, which doesn't actually contribute revenues, but it fills an accounting hole, and we've weaned ourselves off of that. We've been, over the last couple of years, increasing our expenses quite modestly. This year is a little bit of an uptick from where we'd been the last couple of years. But what we'd seen the last several years is municipal property tax increases of, for example, 40.6% in 2015. The municipal tax increased 19.9% and 14.9% in each of the last 2 years, respectively. This year, the municipal tax increase is 7.9%. So we're bringing the rate of increase down significantly as we're getting ourselves on a pretty firmer footing. Again, just to put this all in perspective, the municipal portion of a Lebanon Township's property tax bill is just under 13% of the total property taxes that are collected. The rest is for the local school, the high school, the county, open space, etc. So, again, some of the specifics for the 2018 budget, it increases the municipal tax rate by 2.54%. 2.54 cents per $100 of assessed value. The average residential value in Lebanon Township is approximately $367,000. So the average municipal tax for 2018 on that average home value would be $1,182, and that's an increase of $93 from 2017. So we've got a couple of procedural resolutions to get to introducing the budget. The first resolution, 33-2018, this allows the Township Committee of Lebanon Township to petition the Director of the Division of Local Government Services in Trenton to allow a delayed introduction of the 2018 municipal budget. The budget was due to be introduced no later than March 16th, and so we're asking for that delay. Any discussion, or is there a motion for Resolution 33-2018?
I'll make a motion to approve, 33-2018. To allow the committee to petition for the delay of the budget. I can't talk today for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is Resolution 34-2018. What this resolution does is it allows us to take special items of general revenue anticipated without prior written consent of the Director of Local Government Services as revenue offsets with appropriations, specifically our Clean Communities Grant Program for 2018 of $26,012, the Department of Transportation grant I mentioned of $185,000, other miscellaneous items totaling $217,968. Any discussion or motion for Resolution 34-2018?
Make a motion to approve Resolution 34-2018.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. So then finally, Resolution 35-2018, which states that the Township of Lebanon is holding a meeting on April 4th for the purpose of introducing the 2018 budget, and we therefore resolve that it will be introduced with a municipal total municipal tax rate of 0.34734 cents per $100 of assessed value. This is a budget introduction for a public hearing and consideration of passing, which would occur on May 2nd. At that time, there would be opportunity for public comment. So is there any discussion or motion related to Resolution 35-2018?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 35-2018 for the introduction of the budget with the public hearing to be held on May 2nd.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. So now we're on to old business. The first item of old business is to endorse by vote the Planning Board resolution related to approving the 2018 Housing Plan Element and Fair Share Plan. The Planning Board of Lebanon Township has approved the 2018 Housing Plan Element and Fair Share Plan. This is also required for our April 19th court settlement date. After it's approved by the court, this would be posted on the township website as a public resource. So the motion that would be before us, if someone would like to make it, would be to endorse the Planning Board's Housing Plan Element and Fair Share Plan.
A question. Do we have to change this date on the resolution? Because then they cancel that meeting.
That's the resolution done at the Planning Board. So that, I believe that was updated last night at the Planning Board.
Oh, okay. So this, this just is a copy we have.
This is a copy of the, of the Planning Board resolution. We're just doing a motion to endorse their plan. It's not our resolution.
Right. Okay.
Then I'll make a motion to approve the Township Planning Board's...
I think to endorse is...
Endorse?
Endorse? More appropriate.
Okay. They make a motion to endorse planning, Township Planning Board's resolution for the fair for the housing plan and housing plan elements and fair share housing plan.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So now I get to stop talking for an agenda item. We have the appreciation event.
The appreciation event. Boy, we finally get to talk about that again. Huh?
You and Brian are the only ones that didn't see
that. In a couple of months, we're closing in on a date. The date we had picked is May 5th, it's a Saturday, and it's from 6 to 10. We have before us numbers everyone's interested in. We have a number of about $41 per head. In comparison, last year at the picnic, it was $37 per head. So this time is going to be at the Riverview Banquet, and it will be a family-style dinner. There'll be a an open bar for an hour, promptly at 6 to 7, a cash bar there on after. Two choices of a dinner, like I said, family-style. There'll be a DJ, and they'll take care of cleaning up, setting up. So that's kind of where we're at. And go ahead.
My only, just to bring it to discussion, we started discussing this in January, and we had plenty of lead time to May. We missed 6 weeks with storms.
Yes.
As long as we have time to get it on their calendar and get people to May 5th.
You know, on February 26th, I personally sent out hold the dates to every single person that would be invited.
Okay.
And if they didn't have email, I called them personally, including the old committee people.
So I'm just saying, we have confidence that people know the date.
That's why I did it.
So I think that with that hold that date that went out and the different commissions and everything had on their agendas. In fact, last night I think the planning board had it on their agenda.
Yeah.
I think there's been a good discussion over this appreciation event from the beginning. I think everyone's pretty well aware of it.
Great.
I think it's just a matter of us getting out the invites and narrowing down the choices for the main dinner. You know, we haven't narrowed that down. And seeing as that's my choice, I don't have to talk about it today. Put that out.
There was a public comment earlier about organizing volunteer awards and the like. Do we have time to address that topic?
I think we have three candidates now that have served the township in a great capacity. They're volunteering. So not to diminish anything that they have done, I think that we're going to leave it where it is right now, is our opinion. Speaking on, to other members, there are a lot of volunteers signaling out one who may have done considerable work in one year. Might not be the tone set to others, you know what I mean? So most of these folks have since retired from their position, and we're honoring them now as their volunteer services.
Excellent.
That's kind of been the standard that I remember since I've been here. What Lori's talked about is something that I don't really remember doing.
I think if we're still honoring a group of volunteers, then I think that's...
I think there's three.
It's completely appropriate.
Yeah, Kim has the service.
But overall, the appreciation dinner is to honor all our volunteers. That's what the dinner's there for.
Okay.
And hopefully we have a great turnout this time.
Excellent.
So...
Any other discussion?
Invites, if the committee agrees to the budget number that I just presented, that's all-inclusive, gratuities, set up, clean up, DJ, arrangements for the tables, $41.
The minutes last time we discussed a budget of $5,000, and so with 100-some people, we're within the budget.
Excuse me?
If we have 100-some attendees, which is more than we've had the last couple of years, but we'd be well within the budget that we were.
We certainly would be.
Right. Yeah, we said $40 a person, $5,000 cap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should be.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Just one more time, I'd like to ask for home addresses for the fire department. I don't know if you ever made any headway, but I know they mean well, but I think they're going to be getting a PDF of this invitation because I can't hold hands forever.
Okay.
So we need our fire department to get them actually.
I mean, the invitations are going out this week. I've asked since January.
After we approve it.
After we approve it. You've approved it, so.
We haven't made that motion yet, but go ahead.
As you know, I'm liaison to the fire department, and they have a business meeting Monday night. I'll make sure to bring it to them.
Okay, but they do have a hold the date. They've had that since the 26th, so they know.
Perfect.
And our backup plan is to have it go through their, do an email blast through Alex. I think he does their email blast to everybody. So we do have a backup plan.
Perfect. Their motion to
We need to
approve
that
the
invitation because it's got
the event that was just described.
Well, I'll make that motion to have this year's appreciation event at the Riverview Banquet Hall on Saturday, May 5th from 6 to 10.
I will second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So that approves our invitation?
Yes.
Okay,
good.
Good to go.
Just take that swirl out.
Well, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next item on the agenda is social media policy. Just for a little bit of background, 2 years ago when Mark Lull was mayor, we kicked off the development of a social media policy. And what we found was that there are a lot of issues for a municipality around this. For example, protecting First Amendment rights. Unfortunately, we discussed earlier hate speech and the like, which we completely condemn as well. The First Amendment protects that. So we realize we have to make sure we're not supporting offensive language. There are also a lot of rules for us as committee members that we can't have an electronic open public meeting. So if three of us got onto a Facebook site and started talking to each other, that would be an open public meeting. And the problem is there are people who look to sue towns, and so it costs the taxpayers if we step out of line. So for 2 years now, the development of what I'll call sort of a glorious top-down social media policy has languished as the courts have ruled and things have happened. So we're taking a little separate turn now, and we're thinking, let's start as simply as possible from the bottoms up. And let me turn it over to Mark to describe what we're talking about.
Well, the storm that happened and then being able to get information out, basically what we can do simply to start is create a Facebook page that is basically an outgoing page that basically no one can comment on it. Events, activities, looking at building at the initial thing is really looking here is just to get the motion to get it set up, that myself and the clerk will have access to get it set up, see what the process is, and then build from there to have the chief of police, the OEM, and other people, and maybe even look to have one individual of volunteer groups, and it's to discuss how we would do this, but to build on that from there. But it would never be a two-way street. It would be basically push it out there, and here's the information. So that's really what we're looking at right now, is just to get that motion here to establish it. I can get it set up, work with Karen, and then we can see what information we need to get out there, and build it, get the comfort level of also the staff that are going to be using it. And because there are so many different loopholes and processes to go through, even once you set it up, there's things that even Facebook says, once you set it up, don't make it public, tell us you're a government, because then we have to take all the ads off of it for you. So there's all these whole process to go through, which is good. They give you actually this kind of handbook to help you set up a government site on a Facebook page, because I think they've learned what they shouldn't do. So we'll do is we've talked with Karen Newman, who handles our web page. She'll make that, embed that in a link within the web page, so you can go to the web page also and get that. And then I'll talk with also Deborah Goodsite, who handles the one Facebook page, so that could be followed and an update there. So however people follow and keep themselves updated, there hopefully should be many different ways to do that.
Just for the committee's sake as well, as this policy develops, the motion we're passing tonight is very limited. Policy development will be back to the committee to decide how we move forward and then the like. So in this case, I think I'll actually make the motion because there's some technical aspects to it. I'd like to make a motion to authorize Committeeman Lal to establish an official municipal Facebook page titled Lebanon Township Municipality, link that page to a banner on the township website. The page will have access limited for no public comments, and only two persons will be authorized by secure password to post on the official site. Those two positions would be the municipal clerk and the mayor. And the mayor, I will designate Committeeman Lal to be the person who posts in my stead.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, we're in the 21st century. Almost.
We're moving now.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we've got a list under new business of relatively procedural non-controversial issues. So if no one on the committee objects, I would read off what they are and we would condense them into a single motion for approval. Jump in with any discussion as we go along. The first item is the Red Mill Race Preserve Cleanup Day, which is scheduled for April 21st, 2018. They expect a number of volunteers to be doing cleanup and potential brush clearing and starting to scout out some trails and the like. This also coincides, as the second item, with an event for the township, the Spring Cleanup Day, also on April 21st. This will entail members from the Clean Communities group and the like going around the town cleaning roads. This is also in collaboration with the school where they pick up trash and the like. I think they run a contest for who picks up the most trash. So these are officially read into the record by this motion that we'll have at the end. The Next item is a social affair permit for St. John Neumann Church. The event date is June 2nd. Alcohol will be served. So the police have reviewed this application. No objections found as it comes to us for consideration. The next item is from the recycling coordinator, scheduling a free townwide paper shredding event. This is also paid for out of a community Clean Communities grant. Date scheduled for that is September 8th. The next item is the historian's request to appoint a new member. Catherine Koch has been recommended to us to appoint as a member of the historian's committee. The next item is the police chief's request to purchase ammunition in the amount of $2,466.40. And the last item is a raffle application from the PTSO of Voorhees High School for an event date May 21st, 2018. Any discussion on any of these, or would there be a motion to pass all of them in a consolidated motion?
I'll make a motion to pass all A through G in a consolidated motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have the presentation of vouchers. Here we read out vouchers in excess of $1,000 and then have a vote on the full voucher list at the end.
I have one here for Allied Fuel, Allied Oil LLC, $1,851.67. I also have one for Finch Fuel Oil Company, $2,129.43.
I have Finch Fuel Oil Company, fuel oil for the fire department squad, the first aid squad, Firehouse 1, Firehouse 2, for a total amount of $2,107.25.
None that apply.
I have one for J&D Auto Body Repair for repair of the 2014 Ford Explorer utility vehicle for $2,987.64.
Which I believe some of that gets reimbursed from insurance.
Right.
Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, a couple more items. These are correspondence that have come in the last now 6 weeks. First is we've been informed by the New Jersey Department of Transportation of the award of a $185,000 grant for repaving Slyker Road. This is our second consecutive grant. Last year we got a grant for repairing and replacing the guardrails on Hickory Run Road. I believe that was $119,000, if I recall. And these are highly competitive grants, so our DPW supervisor and our engineer have done a very good job of that. And we've got the minutes from the historians from their January 11th, 2018 meeting. We've got the tax collector report for the month of February. Taxes collected for the year 2018 in the month of February were $3,101,468.60. Taxes from the 2017 year, $42,236.47. Interest collected was $8,499.16 for total receipts, which equals disbursements of $3,152,204.23. And then the last item is the correspondence received from a group of 28 residents, some of which were represented already here tonight. I characterize it as supporting the resolution that the township passed, Resolution 19-2018, supporting individual rights and affirming the protection of those rights, asking the town to go further by expressly condemning hate and discrimination in all forms, committing to ensure the Township of Lebanon remains an inclusive community where hate and discrimination are not tolerated, and actively promoting a spirit of goodwill and acceptance in our community. They further suggested that we publicize our resolution in the Lebanon Township newsletter and would like to have a discussion, since we've indicated in the resolution we'll do that on an annual basis, to further develop that resolution for next year's introduction. With that, we're up to the fourth public comment period for this evening. Is there a motion to open to public comment? And this would be for any topic that any member of the public would like to address.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, if any of the member of the public would like to make a comment, come up to the microphone.
You have a few meetings to make up for, Lori.
Yeah.
9 minutes. Help you.
That's right. I just have a few questions. On the Facebook page, is that going to be shareable so we could share it on the township?
I believe so.
Okay. Yes.
No comments, but shareable. I'll have to confirm that. That's why we're kind of doing this, to make sure what we can, how we can actually path, then from there create the policies once we have it established.
I forgot what I wanted.
That's a good question.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Next.
Okay. Oh, and on the town cleanup, are we also doing the large items at the DPW building the same day?
The same day is when we have what's affectionately called Dumpster Day, but the actual township cleanup day, where there'll be five.
You're doing
dumpsters.
All them things at one time?
Well, part of that is so that the debris that we collect from the roads, we have a place
and
to
no
take.
And no tires.
I believe no tires are allowed
no
in
tires.
The dumpsters.
Cool.
No.
Okay. If I think of it, I'll come back.
No tires, no air conditioners, no.
Yeah, it's not electronics. It's not electronics.
This on the electronics day, we do air conditioners, okay. Not in the dumpsters.
Take me a while to get there.
Thank you. Once you get rolling, you're good.
I ain't got no brakes. I can't roll.
Kinetic energy.
Hi, guys. It's been a while.
Yep.
Mick Hoffman, 213 Buffalo Hall Road. Mark, you mentioned a really important word I want to hear tonight. That was pamphlet. I'd like to see a pamphlet developed for all the committees so we all are on the same page when we're running our meetings. This has been brought up many, many times before, and it's kind of been swept under the carpets. I go to different meetings, we run different ways. We had a uniform way of running things. When the new chairman takes over, they aren't like me, just run a haphazard meeting. At least we have some organization. So I'd like to see that suggested and maybe follow through on. I missed the last part of your budget hearing committee where you were going to, and I just heard it tonight, which reminded me that we're going to pay to fire officers, or could you explain that to me? I missed it.
The fire department, in their budget request, proposed that the township fund or in some way provide two paid members for the fire department. And the fire department includes fire and EMS. It's not urgent. To be very clear, what they've said is that they see, as every community with volunteer fire departments sees, a reduction in the volunteer pool is declining because there are less people at work in the township. People commute further, and so I do applaud them for getting ahead of that trend. As a budget request, it gives as I say, it's not urgent. They're not saying they need it immediately. It gives us time to investigate how that gets done from legal structure and the like, and what the needs are to move that forward. How we have a smooth, say, 3 to 5 year plan for our fire and EMS coverage.
It just kind of strikes a dead horse, so to speak. Isn't that the trouble we had with our first aid squad and our fire department and the big upheaval we had?
They didn't ask.
Well, they didn't ask, but it's the same policy that you're looking at right now. They're going towards, what you're going towards right now is something they had the foresight to see that we were going to need. That we're going to have a paid squad, that we're going to have to rely on the insurance companies to cover that, much like they do at the present time. That's why we don't have to put any output in paying what we used to use Clinton, now we use Highbridge. Why they don't come to this committee and ask for money, because the insurance covered it. Now, I understand, like you said, Mark, they didn't do it correctly, but they had the foresight to see what was happening. And by what you're doing here, I just wonder how many former toes you're going to step on and hurt, have hurt feelings.
No action is taken yet. This is, we're studying this to do it in the best possible way.
I just know this tore apart the community. Something terrible.
Yep.
So
we want to, we absolutely want to avoid that.
I just
that
want
and
to give
it.
A little forewarning there.
Thank you. We appreciate comments from all sides to
one more
try to do this right.
Sorry, one more. Hey, I haven't been here in a little while. I get to do this. You named a road.
We named a piece of property.
Piece of property, yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What committees did you use again?
We used the Environmental Open Space Committee, which this is for open space, and that's who we...
I am chairman of the historians.
Yeah.
We feel a little bit left out on that one. It would have been nice to come and at least ask for an opinion.
Thank you for your comments.
Somebody else?
Come on. Joe Marizio, 406 Little Brook Road. Two things, just a little assistance here. The name of the park that you proposed, I believe Mill Race is one word.
We've looked it up. It's both. It can be used both ways, but you're right.
The other thing I wanted to comment on, I wanted to thank the board with respect to the raffle for Voorhees High School for a project graduation. It enables us to keep it going. It almost didn't happen. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Any other comments from the public? Seeing no further comments, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close
public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we will be going into executive session. We have four topics. One is an employment matter. Another is a public safety discussion. Another would be defined as an area of potential liability. And a short update on collective bargaining. This would be Resolution 36, 2018, if there's a motion. I should say I don't anticipate any action coming out of executive session tonight.
I'll make a motion for Resolution number 36, 2018, entering into executive session.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much for everyone's attendance.
On the budget, the taxes.
Yep.
So the tax rate, especially struck by the auditor.
That's from the auditor. I think this has to technically go through Division of Community Affairs approval, but that's the number we have from the auditor.
So that was the 0.3475.
Yep, 34734.
The average house value is $367,000.
Approximately.
Did that go up?